KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Today is the last day Californians can register to vote, and election officials throughout the state are anticipating record numbers. Kate Folmar, a spokeswoman for the Secretary of State, says registrations are surging.
In the last few weeks, the Secretary of State's office has been getting sometimes 20 and 30,000 registration cards a day.
A number of registrars' offices will be open late tonight for last-minute applicants. As for the big day, November 4th, many registrars have ordered extra ballots and double the number of polling booths and poll workers. That's even though more than 6 million Californians have requested vote-by-mail ballots. On Friday, we reported that the California Report's testing of a popular children's snack sold here in the state came back positive for the industrial chemical melamine. Over the weekend, Lotte USA, the Michigan distributor of Koala's March cookies, announced through the Food and Drug Administration it's recalling the product nationwide. Juan Ha has more.
The California Report tested two varieties of Koala's March cookies found in Asian markets in San Jose. The tests found melamine levels that exceeded the safe limits set by the FDA. Lotte USA had quietly withdrawn the product from the marketplace at the end of September. But consumers were not alerted, and the cookies were still on sale in the Bay Area last week. Reached over the weekend, a Lotte spokesman declined comment. Stephen Sunloff, director of the FDA's Center for Food Safety, said on Friday that the agency was testing Koala's cookies, but final results were pending. The agency has collected more than 1,200 food items and have tested 500 so far for melamine. He says melamine contamination in U.S. food products doesn't seem to be widespread.
This is a very high priority, and we've shifted a lot of the FDA's resources to getting out there and making sure that the products that we are most concerned about are not present.
Investigators have been most concerned about melamine in Chinese infant formula, which has killed 4 and hospitalized thousands of Chinese children. Melamine was added to milk in China to artificially boost protein levels. Consumer groups have criticized the FDA for not requesting a recall of Koala's March cookies earlier. Other countries have already recalled the product because of melamine contamination. So far, there have been no reported illnesses in the U.S. due to melamine in food. Still, state and federal health officials are cautioning consumers not to eat Koala's March cookies. For the California Report, I'm Juan Ha.
A pet horse is a common sight in many parts of rural California, but the slumping economy is threatening that beloved Western tradition. Susan Vallet of KPCC reports.
Warm air lies over Sycamore Trail Stables in San Juan Capistrano, like a saddle hugs its favorite stallion. Riders trot through arenas, leaving behind trails of dust. The smell of hay hangs in the air. Ruthanna Bridges is at home here. She's been around horses for more than 4 decades. She's the owner of Bridges Training Stable at Sycamore Trails.
Using your inside leg, Adelia, let's push her to the rail.
Bridges instructs several equestrian students in an arena. But inside the stable, some of her four-legged wards are eating up more of her profits. Bridges says the cost of hay has doubled over the past couple of years, partially because gas prices have gone up.
Just in the last probably 6 months, I'd say it's gone up 20%. And that's not the largest expense either. A lot of expense in manure disposal as well. So you get it coming in and going out. And because that's all trucking, that has increased as well.
Horses eat a lot of hay and other feed and supplements too. Keeping a horse fed can cost up to a couple of $100 a month, sometimes even more. Then Bridges says there are the wood shavings that line horse stalls. They have to be changed every week.
Right now, the housing market is down, so a lot of the mills have shut down, so they're not creating the shavings anymore. So now we're having to export or import our shavings from farther away, a lot from Canada. And of course, the transportation from Canada has almost doubled, so it's increased the price. And because of the low supply, they're shipping just locally, much more than they're coming all the way down here.
On top of that, if you can't keep your horse in your backyard, you've got to pay for a stable. That can run more than $1,000 a month. So if you can't afford the horse, the obvious thing would be to sell it, right? Trainer Ruth Anna Bridges says now you couldn't even give one away.
There's a huge dump on the market of lower and mid-level horses. And with the fires we had last year where people aren't rebuilding their barns down south, there was a huge dump of those horses on the market.
All right, so we'll get some boots to protect her front legs.
About a 70-mile trot up Interstate 5, trainer Stuart Katzen works with horses and riders all day long at Flint Ridge Riding Club in La Cañada, Flint Ridge.
All right. So we are ready to ride.
But he couldn't afford to keep riding his own horse, Dodge. So after only getting a handful of calls over 6 months, Katzen finally found someone to take Dodge for free.
I cannot make ends meet in L.A. The cost of living has gone up as the cost of board has gone up.
In Riverside County, True Innocence Equine Rescue is one of only a few horse rescues in Southern California. But longtime volunteer Peggy Staffel says they've stopped rescuing horses for now. There are too many, and they can't afford to take them all.
Before the gas got to being so horrible with no ceiling in sight, we were getting an average of 5 to 7 calls a week of people looking to place their horses, and that's gone up to 5 to 7 calls a day.
Staffel says the higher cost of living has nibbled away the extra money people use to care for their horses.
We're hearing a lot of cases of horses being just turned loose in the river, of horses being just left tied up in front of other people's houses because people can't feed them.
Atta girl. Let's try to get that nice slow trot we're working on with Sirici.
San Juan Capistrano trainer Ruth Anna Bridges says caring for a horse means more than dollars and cents.
Unfortunately, it's becoming a sport for the elite and for people of means because it's become so expensive. And I think that that's the real loss, is that the average little horse crazy girl like I was, with my situation that I was in as a kid, there's no way I'd be able to ride now. And what would I have missed? So that's, to me, the real tragedy of it.
And Bridges says it's a tragedy without an easy answer. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett.
That's the California Report for Monday, October 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org.